Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to kick off with a decent deficit this morning. The futures are telling us that the ASX 200 should be down by around 1.6% when trade gets underway later on this morning. A reflection of what ultimately became quite a volatile session as far as Wall Street in particular was concerned. The feature event of the week came to pass last night with the US Federal Reserve adjudicating on interest rates as widely expected. They raised rates by 0.75%. The initial aftermath of that saw markets embrace the news. We actually saw the S&P 500, having spent its entire session just in negative territory, it actually rallied, and at its best levels, it was up by about 1%. But the rub came with the accompanying press conference that was hosted by Jerome Powell. And as that went on, the conversation shifted to not only containing inflation, but also inflationary expectations. And within that conversation, the Fed chairman spoke about the likelihood of interest rates or potentially being higher than what they're currently anticipated to be. And that was what brought stocks in particular undone. And the interesting thing to point out here is that the currency and bond markets weren't terribly bothered by that. We actually saw the US dollar index fall away quite solidly in the initial aftermath of the Fed's decision. It sort of recovered towards the end, and bond yields weren't very much higher. They nudged a little bit higher ultimately, but in the early part of the day, or in the early part of their reaction, they actually drifted a little bit lower. So this bears watching over the course of coming days. Ultimately, the conversation that we've heard from the Fed this morning didn't reveal anything new or anything that we haven't heard before. So it's just a question of how stocks and interest rate markets settle on that conversation over the course of coming sessions. But certainly when you see the S&P 500 diverge from that initial optimism and end around session lows with a 2.5% decline, that's worth paying attention to as far as coming sessions are concerned. The NASDAQ finished with a loss of 3.4%, the Dow down by 1.6%, as I said, around session lows. European markets also were weaker, but not by the same extent. In London, the FTSE was down 0.6%, the French market down 0.8%, and the German DAX down by around 0.6%. So as I said, worth keeping an eye on the US dollar index. That's probably the main barometer of how the markets are responding to what the Fed chairman said, in addition to the bond markets, of course. So the other thing to point out is that commodity markets have done quite well over the course of the last couple of days, and that is at the margins being influenced by that suggestion that the Chinese authorities are considering opening up their COVID restrictions and getting things back on a more normal keel. So it's a question of whether or not that continues today. But in the last day, we've seen iron ore up 2.6%, coal futures on NYMEX were up by around 3.8%. Brent crude oil was up 1.6% overnight. So that is influenced by that conversation. The other thing to bear in mind today is we've got the Caixin measure of services activity in the Chinese economy. It'll be interesting to see what that shows up and indeed the way that the markets react. And as I said, the US dollar ended up strengthening a little bit, which ultimately made the Aussie dollar a little bit of a casualty of that improvement. So have a great day.